She'd been gone for several days. Yes, she had strayed. And of course, there was talk. "It's her own fault for getting lost," somebody said. "She made bad choices," said another. "What does she expect? You reap what you sow." But the shepherd had other words. "She is mine. I will go and find her." "But Master, we need you here. I mean, does one disobedient sheep matter more to you than 99 obedient ones?" The shepherd shook his head sadly. "No, it doesn't matter more. But it doesn't matter less either." Another sheep chimed in. "Master, shouldn't the sheep suffer the consequences for her bad actions?" The shepherd gazed intently down at the sheep. "What consequences would you have her suffer?" "Well, she needs to learn the price of disobedience. I mean, how else is she going to learn? Would you have her die bloodied and broken at the bottom of a cliff? Would that teach her a good lesson?" The old sheep turned away, saying nothing. "I am not willing for that to happen to her. I love her too much to abandon her." The shepherd started on his way to go find a sheep. But it wasn't long until another sheep scampered up beside him. "Master, is this sheep not an embarrassment to you? I mean, doesn't it reflect poorly on your shepherding skills? Are you sure you want her back?" "You don't understand," he said. "I would give my life for her. I promised her I would never forsake her, and I'm willing to pursue her because I love her. But she isn't worthy of your love." The shepherd stooped down and patted the little sheep on the head. "Don't worry. Nothing can separate you from my love. Not height nor depth, not your accomplishments, not even my little sheep's failures." The shepherd started on his way, wrapped his cloak around him, and headed off into the hills. It was dark and cold, and it began raining. But the shepherd searched on. He called and called and called, but still there was no answer. Finally, in the darkest hour before dawn, the shepherd found his lost sheep. He found her standing on the edge of a cliff, clinging to a crumbling ledge. Shepherd crawled toward her, calling her name, and using his shepherd's hook, pulled her into safety. And when he picked her up into his arms, he didn't scold her or punish her. He simply carried her all the way home. As the morning sunlight poured across the green pastures, the shepherd returned back to his flock. "Come celebrate with me," he said, "for I found my lost sheep." And that day, all the angels in heaven celebrated, because she once was lost, but now she was found. In the beginning, we were created by God different than everything else. We were created to be His children, and so that we might have a loving relationship with Him. But ever since sin entered the human race, Satan has been constantly trying to make us lose sight of God. You know, but he's smart. He's good at it. He'll gently nudge you off path at first, and you don't even notice it. You know, he'll say, "Here, try this. You know, this is fun. This is fun. It doesn't hurt. It won't hurt you. It's only one time. You know, I mean, how bad can it be? It's only one time." One thing leads to another, and soon he's pushing you, and he's shoving you, and soon he's pinning you to the ground, and you find yourself on the edge of a cliff, clinging to a crumbling ledge. He wants you to feel forsaken and lost. He wants us to feel like God has forgotten about us. But God is not about to let that happen. You see, ever since sin entered the human race, God knew what he had to do to get his children back. He created a unique master plan. He designed the biggest rescue mission in the history of the universe. He sent his son down to pay the ransom, to be the ultimate sacrifice so that he might have us back. And he did this because our God offers love like no other. This is a love that is stronger than sin's grip. It is stronger than anything Satan can do to us. That love is still stronger. It is a love that covers sin. He will leave the 99 sheep to come find the one lost sheep that doesn't deserve a second chance, that doesn't deserve the love that God has. You might have strayed so far. You might be in the dark. You might be so lost that you just can't see God anymore. You might be saying, God, where are you? Where am I? It might be your darkest hour, but in your darkest hour is where you will find God. Because He has come to find you. He has come to rescue you because He knows where you're at. And He will take you into His arms without hesitation. He won't punish and scold. He will just carry you all the way back to green pastures. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. That is incredible to me. Today is our day of salvation. If we can just realize and accept the love that overflows for us, accept the gift that He has so selflessly given, then He will come at this moment, right now, at this instant, and take us back. And all the angels in heaven will celebrate because one more child has been saved. For once, we were lost. But now, because of a love that covers sin, we have been reclaimed by a God that wants us back. And I can't wait until we can see our rescuer, the one who has an overflow of this love like no other for us. And we can live with Him forever, this time forever, with our Savior. In eternity, all because of a love that covers sin. There's a song I want to play with you tonight with John and Daniel. It's called Your Love is Extravagant. You may have heard it. And to me personally, it just nails it. It is so meaningful to me because it makes me realize the love that God offers to bring us back, the love that covers sin. And just listen to the words and realize how much He wants us back.
Intoxicating your secret place. Your love is extravagant. It's been one in the arms of Christ. covered sinner. No greater love have I ever known. Send me, friend, capture my heart again.
Dear God, thank you for the love that you offer to us. God, capture our hearts. And thank you for the promise that even if we feel like we can't come to you, you will come to us. Help us to never forget that. We love you.